This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 15th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next item on our agenda is to adopt future meeting dates for our new officers to preside over. Vice Chair Hunter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I move approval of agenda document number 11-72.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Ms. Carmona, are there any management and administrative matters for the commission?
There are none.
Thank you. Before we adjourn, today is our Associate General Counsel for Policy, Rosie Smith's last open meeting. And we are going to take a moment to thank her publicly. We're going to have her, fortunately, in the building for a couple of more weeks, but this is the last open meeting. So I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Herman first, who has to say a few words.
Thank you, Chair Bowerly. This is a bittersweet moment for all of us. Ms. Smith started at the agency more than two decades ago. She's been a role model for me in terms of what it means to be a public service in the few months that I've been here. She's always been faithful to the mission of the agency. She's a talented lawyer and a lawyer's lawyer. She's served this commission and countless other commissions while leading the policy division for some 10 years. She's a capable manager. For me, she's been a trusted advisor who's given me valuable and candid advice, which I very much appreciate. And perhaps most importantly to my mind, Rosie is a fundamentally decent human being who cares deeply about people, and I will miss you, Rosie. Thank you.
Vice Chair Hunter?
I'd like to say thank you to Rosie for all of her hard work and help. For the past couple of years, I've served with Rosie on the Regulations Committee and off with Commissioner Weintraub and the Chair as well. And she was always diligent, prepared, and ready to meet to talk about any minute reg at any moment. She knows a lot of the history of the regs without having to pull the E&Js. It's amazing how much she's able to recall, and it was always helpful to me to be able to call her at any point for some advice and guidance on different AOs and regulations as we were going through them. So thank you. You will be missed.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Rosie, you and I have had many, many conversations about regulations over the years. Sometimes we agreed, sometimes we disagreed, but it's always been an educational experience for me. And as I said to you just this week, you know, and I called you up with another of my innumerable questions, you know, who am I going to ask these questions? You know, the next time I have them, it is bittersweet because it's, you know, we you worked hard and we wish you well and we want you to have a wonderful retirement and many more adventures like me. You love to travel and I know you're going to go to many exotic places and I hope you'll keep in touch and let us know about that. But this is just another sign of generational change at the agency. We have been having a lot of these moments over the last year or two where people who have been in the building for decades finally decide to hang up their hats and ride off into the sunset. And it's a big loss for the agency. It's a huge loss in institutional knowledge. I will miss our many debates. And as I said, I will certainly miss being able to call upon you and say, whatever happened? Why did we do this? And whatever happened in that case? Because really, you are a font of knowledge. And I thank you.
Commissioner Walter.
And I'd like to join all those comments. And we've not had the same amount of time that you have with Commissioner Weintraub. But, you know, the nice thing about having you there is the respect that you have from all of us. And the fact that when we hear, well, Rosie says, it pretty much kind of is the way it's going to be. And it's been great. So it's not like there's any feeling that there's anything but the highest respect for the work that you put in and the way you see things and what you know about our history. And I'm sorry I've never had the pleasure to work with you on the Regs Committee, but I know that people get so much more out of the process by having you a part of it. It's been great. And I, you know, it is, you see some of the really wonderful employees that have had to leave, or, you know, after so many years, And thank you for the years of dedication and loyalty and good work you've given to the agency. It's really been a great asset to the agency, and I know we're missing other people who've had the same. So again, thank you so much for giving so much of your life to us.
Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know if I could say anything better than what everybody else has said, but I do want to thank you for everything that you've done since I've been here. I've always been incredibly impressed with the fact that notwithstanding how frenetic things may get, how panicked or stressful, you never seem to get flustered. You always maintain an even keel demeanor and a friendly attitude, and certainly you've been asked to handle many difficult and complex matters and have always done so with great skill and agility. And so I just wanted to thank you for all that you've done since I've been here at the agency, and wish you all the best as you leave and open up the next chapter in your life.
Thank you. Rosie started here at the agency in 1984, so 28 years later, we get to say goodbye. You must have been violating some child labor laws for you to have been here 28 years. In 2002, she became our acting Associate General Counsel for Policy, and in 2004 became permanent in that position. And also, you've served your fellow employees as the president of the National Treasurers Employee Union from 1993 to 1997. And 28 years is a long time. I thought we'd try to put some perspective on that. Since Rosie joined the FEC, the commission's held over 850 open meetings. I'm not sure whether you attended each and every one of them, but you were here for them. And since 1999, when Rosie became a team leader in the regulations division, the commission has considered 72 separate rulemaking dockets, including the two petitions for rulemaking we consider today. So I'm glad we got you a couple more on your notches, on your belt of regulations. And since 2002, when Rosie became principally responsible for all of the regulations and the advisory opinions in the agency, the commission has given consideration to exactly 300 advisory opinions, including the one that we did today. So it's those numbers don't begin to measure your contribution to this agency, but I think they tell a little bit of the story. It's quite a record, and you will be missed for all of the reasons that my colleagues have said. So please all join me in thanking Rosie for your service. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just occurred to me as you were talking that for those who are not dates don't kind of jump out at them, that your presentation reminded me that Rosie took over as acting Associate General Counsel for Policy in 2002, right after the McCain-Feingold law passed, and the agency was faced with an enormous rulemaking challenge that year. And I know Larry Norton used to talk about how he could not have survived had Rosie not been willing to step up to the plate at that incredible moment and take on that task. I also wanted to thank the staffs of the chair and the vice chair for doing all of the organizational work that is required to in the background to keep this place running and to get the agendas done and to make sure everybody knows what's going on all the time. I have done this job before, but my staff has not. So they, I know, will be calling on your staffs for advice and counsel going forward, because they've done a really terrific job on a bipartisan basis. My thanks to all of them.
Ms. Smith.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As a lawyer, it's very difficult to go through an entire meeting and not say anything. I think you probably will sympathize. As you pointed out, I did start in 1984, and I thought, well, it seems like an interesting area of the law. Maybe I'll be here for a couple of years. And, of course, it's only gotten more interesting over time. But it's one doesn't stay in a place nearly 28 years because it's an interesting area of the law. It's obviously the people here, as I think about it, the commissioners whom I've worked with over the years, everyone at this table, the staff of the agency, that is what has made it just so enormously gratifying to me to be here, and your confidence and your faith in me over the years. It means an incredible amount to me, and it makes it difficult for me, as much as I'm looking forward to my retirement, to say farewell to this phase of my life. And I do want to thank you all very, very much for all of your help and for 1,000 wonderful memories that I've had of this place.
Thank you. Commissioner Walther.
This is a moment of personal privilege. I'd like to congratulate the chair up until she slams down the gavel for a very successful year and for the diligence you've shown through some very difficult times, the professionalism, the fairness and the civility that you've conducted yourself through all of some very difficult times this year, and with a reasonable amount of humor along the way when possible. And really, it's been a pleasure to watch how you work to put us on the right agenda at the right amount of time, to keep us thinking ahead, and to reminding us when we need to move things along. And the way you've conducted these hearings have been, and the meetings have been really efficient and fair and transparent. And so I'm very proud of being able to be commissioner while you were chair. And I would tell you that post-chair life is bad. And so I think you'll find it fine along with the four of the rest of us.
Here, here. Thank you, Commissioner Walther. I appreciate that very much. Vice Chair Hunter.
Thank you. I, too, have enjoyed serving this year with the chair. She and I have been able to work together quite close this year on a variety of different issues, and I've really enjoyed that. Learning a lot about the building, as you said, and working with you and your staff has been a real pleasure, and you've been excellent, as I said the other day, at keeping the trains running and being efficient and making sure that we're all trying to make sure we're all here on time and that as many matters can be decided as possible.
There's only so much one person can
do. That's true. That's true. Life happens. But I really appreciate everything that you've done. And as I said, it's been a pleasure to work with you. I appreciate your offer of help for next year, and I will be taking you up on it. On behalf of the commission, I have a gift I'd like to present. This is a big bow.
It is a big bow. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. The box is beautiful. Is there a trick?
It's a trick box.
It's a trick box.
There.
Oh. It's a two-person box. There. Oh, this is beautiful. Thank you very much. It is my very own gavel, since I have to turn over the official one to...
It's much better shape, though.
Actually, this one is well-used, as you can see. There's no blood on it, but it is well-used. Thank you very much. Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also want to commend you on a great job done this past year. Having served as chair last year, and for those who have who've gone through it as well, it, in many ways is a thankless job. In exchange for being able to wield the gavel in executive session and in open meetings, you also have to take on a whole host of administrative responsibilities and organizational responsibilities. We were talking about just the number of documents you have to sign. I hope you don't have to have Tommy John surgery at the end of the season as a result, because, I mean, your arm just feels like it's going to fall off from everything you have to go over. And that's just in the normal course of things for being chair. And this year presented, a few unique challenges. I mean, there were a few curveballs thrown at her in terms of the House Administration Oversight Hearing, the preparation that went into that in terms of preparing the questions before the preparation for the hearing itself. We had the prospect of a government shutdown and all the logistical planning that went into that. Fortunately, we were able to
avoid it. I like the way you put that in the past tense.
Yeah, that's
exactly.
Right. I'm optimistic about going forward, but that and hopefully we don't have to encounter it again. But that took an incredible amount of behind-the-scenes planning, to make sure that should the worst-case scenario come about, that we were well-prepared to handle that. And also, last but not least, we had the Colbert AO, which put the media glare on this agency in a way in which it probably has never been put. And there was a tremendous amount of planning that went into that as well. And she's handled all of those things with great skill and grace. And I've always the chair was the vice chair when I wielded the gavel, and I always very much enjoyed working with her and the professional relationship, and just and also this last year we had an FEC conference out in Minneapolis, and that is the chair's hometown, and we several of us took in a Twins game while we were there. And I can say, and I didn't think this was possible, but she is every bit as much a Twins fan as I'm a Dodgers fan, and I didn't think that was possible. But no, she knows her baseball, and which I am almost as impressed with as everything else that you've accomplished this year. So again, congratulations on a job well done this past year, and let me extend an invitation into the exclusive club of former FEC chairs.
Thank you, Matt. Commissioner Weintraub?
I won't prolong it. It is just a pleasure to agree with all of my colleagues on the accolades to the fine job that the chair has done.
Thank you. Well, if I might take a moment to thank all of you, my colleagues, for working with me. There have been some interesting issues presented this year. I hope the government shutdown doesn't present another one. And of course, Peter, we really enjoyed the oversight hearing, so don't take that as any as a, it was a challenge, but it was, of course, very enjoyable. This is an interesting agency, of course, in that while the chair, you have all these additional responsibilities, it is not as in some other agencies where you wind up with control of an agenda with a majority of commissioners aligned with you at the outset. You still have to get to four. So it really does require a lot of cooperation. And I've appreciated all of the work that my colleagues and their staffs have done to try to get us to four wherever we can, and preferably more. I do want to thank the members of the press who are here, despite the fact that Stephen Colbert isn't. This is important work of the government and for the public, and we appreciate consistently letting the public know what is going on here at the agency. And as Commissioner Peterson pointed out, Mr. Colbert brought a lot of attention to us, but of course that was just one advisory opinion, and we do a lot going on here every day. And all of that work that goes on every day really is done by the dedicated members of the staff of this agency. President Kennedy said, "One person can make a difference, and every person should try." And the staff of this agency does more than try. They succeed every single day. Not only in ensuring that the integrity of our campaign system is complete, but also in making this a great place to work. I have been inspired every day by those who work on all floors of this building. Whether in reports analysis and in public disclosure, the truly behind-the-scenes work of reviewing and coding all of those reports so the public can be accurately informed, or in our Office of General Counsel, working not only on what you see in this room, the advisory opinions and the regulations, but also in providing advice and counsel to the entire agency on everything from audits to FOIA. And then there are those whose work ensures that the rest of us literally are able to do our jobs, the IT staff who eagerly answer repeated calls for assistance, our administrative staff who manage everything from the temperature of the building to the very important supply room to ensuring that Mr. Colbert can get in and out without causing traffic jams, and our CFO's office and HR offices who ensure that we all get paid, which, of course, is very important as well. There's not enough time to mention all of the different moving pieces that work together to make the mission of this agency possible, but I assure you that there are talented and dedicated people serving in those roles every day. I thank them for their service to the public and for their friendship to me. There are a couple of people I really do have to thank individually: our Secretary of the Commission, Sean Woodhead-Worth, Shelley Garr, Lisa Chapman, V. Verabee Vines, for their work in making sure that these meetings and, frankly, the rest of the Commission operations happen. It's really unbelievable the amount of documents that have to be tracked and kept in order so that the Commission can do its job. And finally, I have to thank the incredibly talented lawyers that I get to work with every day. Kate Belinsky, who started with me, who is here with us again, left us early this year, but I think it's safe to say that the organizational foundation of our office was set by her, and we wouldn't be in the same place without her. So I want to thank her. Brad Lipton, who worked with Commissioner Walther and Weintraub and I, also left us a little bit earlier this year, and was perhaps most personally invested in the commission trying to reach some conclusion on those broader NPRMs on Citizens United, because he spent, he lived those documents in a way that only the person who is the master of the document can. Alex Dasanovich, who's joined us recently, works with Commissioner Walther and Weintraub and I, and had a deep hand in both of the NPRMs that were before us today. Jen Dane, who joined us earlier this year, has been so helpful in making sure that the matters coming up from our compliance office are handled in the appropriate amount of time, making sure they get on agendas when they need to, that we get all of the questions answered, that we try to understand what other commissioners' needs are in terms of information. Sarah Rosinski, who has been primarily responsible for our executive session docket, so she doesn't get to sit up here during the open meetings, but our executive session docket is really her responsibility, and she's done that so incredibly well. And then last but not least, Eric Hallstrom, whose constant advice and counsel and, frankly, humor makes sure that I'm able to do my job every day. I couldn't do it without these individuals. I couldn't do it without the rest of this building. Some of you sitting here today, others who are at their desks doing the work of the agency. It has been a privilege and an honor to work with all of you. We will continue to work together. But I wanted to take a moment to thank you for this opportunity to serve as the chair of the agency. So, with that, we are adjourned. See you next year. Happy holidays, everyone.